life before 2020. You're living life. You're having a great time. You're going out to events, to parties, to concerts. You're going out to amusement parks. You're going out with friends, family. You're living life. You're enjoying it. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anybody. There's nothing wrong with the public. There's nothing wrong with the companies. There's nothing wrong with any businesses. You know, life is just normal. Life is just how it is, right? First day of 2020, they introduced a topic that will change the life forever. That will change the way you look at yourself in the mirror. That will just change the way you feel about yourself every single day. That will just kind of examine, you will be able to examine yourself every day and say, how can I make myself better? 2020 is the year that we open our eyes to see. Because everybody who didn't have that 2020 vision before 2020 does have that vision now. And we can see now. So what are we seeing? What are we experiencing? What are we feeling? How are you feeling? Is the question. See, life before 2020, I was feeling great. I was living my life normal. I wasn't feeling any negative vibe or any negative, you know, just emotion, thought, health, physical being, spiritual life. You know, I wasn't feeling anything negative. But come 2020, you know, all the junk running through the TVs, through the monitor, through the cell phones, all the things that we've been hearing, all the junk that we've been observing and listening to by strangers has affected us, our life, has affected our life drastically. It has impacted our life tremendously. Now, before 2020, you and I both were feeling great. You know, you and I both didn't have nothing to worry about. You know, didn't have this thought of sickness or, you know, unhealthy relationships between amongst each other. Before 2020, everything was great. Come 2020, they filled all of our minds up with just junk that has affected us, has broken us. You know, because we listen to people we usually don't even see, or people we don't really listen to at all. Like, all these random people in 2020 just started popping up. Talking about this, talking about that, talking about the same topic that has affected us throughout this whole year. You know, every day I think about that same topic that everybody's talking about. Every day I think about that and I say, am I affected? Have I been affected? Has my friends or family been affected? Why am I feeling different now? You know, why am I feeling weird now? Is it because of my thoughts? Because I'm thinking too much? Because I'm stressing too much? You know, or is it because it's really going on with me? Now, it's crazy to think that we have all been brainwashed. And it might be true. And it might not be true. You decide how you take it, but 2020 is the year that a lot of people realize a lot about life, a lot about family, friends, a lot about cherishing the time that you have. You know, a lot about, you know, who you are as a person. Are you the same or are you different? Will you strive to survive or will you die with the mindset of a dirty trash mind? You know, I just want to give you an example and then just kind of like a a testimonial or a comment or whatever, however you want to call it. Or, you know, I've been feeling just, before 2020, I was just like the healthiest person. First day of 2020, just things started going bad for everything, for everyone. I know, everything has been shutting down. People have been indoors, locked up, you know. Not being able to go out, work out, you know, have fun, go to the park, whatnot, because of everything going on, right? And it just kind of made me feel depressed. Like, I don't know about you, but it made me feel depressed, and it made me feel like, what can I do to change, you know, myself and everybody around me? And I just couldn't think about anything else but myself and my family. You know, and like every day now, like that I live in this year and that I'm breathing this air here that you and I share, I wonder, you know, how was my body before? Because I kind of forgot. I forgot how my body was before. Because I'm thinking about how my body could be today. Like, do I have, am I been affected or not? Like, I've been thinking about my body differently than I was before. You see, I wasn't even thinking about all this too much about my body or about my health. And then this came up, went worldwide. Then I started worrying about my health. And then for every little cough, I'm curious. I'm, you know, like, have I always been coughing this much back then? You know, have I always been sneezing this much? Like, I don't know if I got the flu or not, but, you know, I was feeling a little sick or feeling like throwing up or whatever. And then it made me think, oh, shit, have I been affected now? Like, it made me forget about who I was. It made me forget about my body health. It made me forget about just about everything. It made me kind of like afraid to, you know, go outside, you know, and just live life because of all the junk going on around us, you know. And it did open up my eyes. If you say that it didn't affect you at all, then you're full of shit and you're just bullshitting yourself. But it made me feel a different person. It made me forget about how I used to feel back then. You know, it made me forget about how my heart was beating. Like, you know, and when I get up from the chair too quick, you know, I get a little dizzy. I'm like, oh, fuck. I start tripping. Like, have I always done this? But in reality, it's like we forgot how we were physically and mentally with our health before, you know, the COVID. And this is just a message. Just kind of saying, you know, don't forget who you were before 2020. Don't fear the fact that everything is going on and, you know, Don't fear the fact that, you know, have you been affected? Don't be scared. Keep moving forward. Push yourself to working out. You know, I've been in my podcast, I've been talking about a lot of health, you know. I've been talking about, you know, just kind of like mental state of just becoming stronger as a person. And if we forget who we were before all this, you have certainly been controlled by the toxic negativity in your brain. And don't let that.
Damn, he don't want to go home, bro. He loves his job. He's doing front patrol.
You're over there, right?
What's up?
You're over there next?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey. I'll be down there, guys. I'll see you guys. Nah, I gotta hit some paperwork. Yeah, so don't forget. Live life. Love your family. Be a greater person. Make this weakness become your strength. And bless everybody around you and the life you have. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook at It's Ed Guardian. I know most of you are hearing it from different channels because this podcast is everywhere. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, and whatnot. But show some love, respect to everybody around you. There's going to be a time where... I'll see you later, man. There's going to be a time where, you know... we all go and we all die. Scary as it sounds, and you don't want to think about it, but the truth is, you're seeing it everywhere. So, love your family, love your friends, love your mom, love your dad, love your kids, love your dogs, your pets. You know, and just cherish life to the fullest. I'm not saying go do stupid stuff, but just do great, you know. Keep pushing forward. We're gonna make it through this. Don't forget who you are.